word of warning about the foreclosure program.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this Friday morning. A report out today by the Congressional Oversight Panel says the government program to help homeowners avoid foreclosures is falling short, and it's calling on Congress to beef up rescue efforts. From Washington, here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
The Congressional Oversight Panel warns the Treasury Department's program to modify mortgages for struggling homebuyers isn't keeping up with the growing number of foreclosures. The problem is no longer just subprime mortgages. The panel's chairman, Elizabeth Warren, told Marketplace this morning the economy is taking a bigger toll.
Unemployment is one of the biggest triggers for mortgage foreclosure. This program isn't designed to cope with that problem.
Warren and her colleagues are recommending the government beef up efforts to avoid foreclosures, which the Center for Responsible Lending says has hit 6,600 per day. Congress has appropriated $50 billion to modify mortgages. Warren says more is needed since defaults hurt communities and lenders. But two Republican members of the oversight panel disagree. They see no need to risk more taxpayer money propping up bad loans. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Since the financial crisis, the Federal Reserve has been holding interest rates low and pumping cash into the economy. Well, yesterday, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said when the economic outlook has improved sufficiently, his words, the Fed will begin raising interest rates. The Fed's key lending rate is just above 0% right now. Higher rates would help limit inflation and provide support for the sagging U.S. dollar. Checking stocks worldwide, shares right now a little lower in Europe, under about a tenth of a percent. Stocks rose in Asia today, however. Japanese shares were up about 2%. The Chinese benchmark shot up more than 4.5%. On Wall Street yesterday, markets were mainly higher. The S&P was up 0.7%. The NASDAQ and Dow closed higher, and the Dow added about 61 points to end the day at 97.86. Stock futures, by the way, point to a lower open for the markets today. Believe it or not, U.S. manufacturers report orders are up, but smaller manufacturing firms report they still can't get credit. As Marketplace's Steve Henn reports, the industry's in Washington today asking the Senate Banking Committee for help.
Russ Reschke makes machinery for car companies.
We're in Stevensville, Michigan, and we've been in business since 1956.
Last year was brutal. Reschke had to lay off two-thirds of his employees. But now he has orders he can't fill because...
Our bank pulled our line of credit back in March.
How come?
I wish I knew exactly. The best we can figure out is that they don't want manufacturing, and they especially don't want automotive manufacturing.
Reschke says he could hire three more people tomorrow if he could just get a loan, but he can't. Rob Kiner, who represents Precision Toolmakers, says the credit squeeze could kill the manufacturing industry's comeback.
If they can't purchase the raw materials, it's a very good possibility that that type of work could be offshored.
So small and mid-sized manufacturers are asking Congress and the administration to offer the industry new loan guarantees. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Today, General Motors said it set a sales record in China in September, and total sales for the first three quarters of 2009 rose 55%. There could be a deal as early as today for GM to sell its Hummer brand to the Chinese firm Tenzong. And two of the world's biggest news organizations said today it's time to pay up. Tom Curley of the Associated Press and Rupert Murdoch of News Corp and others contend sites such as Google have made a lot of money from their articles, photos, and video without fair compensation. He said search engines and bloggers are also directing audiences and revenue away from content creators.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. SunGard Availability Services operates 5 million square feet of secure data center space dedicated to keeping people and information connected. More information at sunguard.com.
If you've watched TV lately, this jingle might ring a bell. Malaysia, like a lot of countries around the world, relies on ad campaigns to attract tourists, but not the United States. The House of Representatives here passed a bill this week to change that, and now the Senate's chiming in. Elizabeth Threlkeld has more.
International travel worldwide has risen by nearly 40% since 2000, but the number of foreigners visiting the U.S. actually dropped. Many blame tougher visa and entry requirements put in place since 9/11. So Massachusetts Congressman Bill Delahunt wants to send a new message to travelers.
Welcome to the United States.
Delahunt is a lead sponsor of a bill that would launch a massive promotional campaign for America abroad. Overseeing it would be a new nonprofit under the Department of Commerce called the Corporation for Travel Promotion. Some states and tourist attractions already run ads overseas. But that's not enough, says Adam Sachs, managing director of Oxford Economics USA.
It's one thing that New York and Las Vegas and California have international campaigns, but there is no brand America being developed.
Delahunt's bill would charge visitors from countries without visa requirements a $10 fee. The Corporation for Travel Promotion would get up to $100 million of that money each year, and the U.S. travel industry would match it in private donations. It's a good deal, says Jeff Freeman, senior vice president with the U.S. Travel Association.
We are so affected by the downturn in travel that we're willing to put hard cash on the table to bring more visitors to the United States.
The promotional campaign would explain the U.S. entry process step by step. Still, the European Union complains that forcing some travelers to pay a fee is hardly welcoming, but it will help America's bottom line. The program is projected to reduce the budget deficit by $425 million in the next 10 years. The Senate will vote on the bill in the next couple weeks. In Washington, I'm Elizabeth Threlkeld for Marketplace.
It was enough to draw more than two dozen people to the northern part of Wisconsin, but in the end, gangster Al Capone's retreat didn't get much of a bang. An auction of more than 400-acre property there, complete with private lake and an 8-car garage and guard tower, only garnered $2.6 million. That was the minimum bid offered by the Chippewa Valley Bank, which incidentally owns the property and continues to own it because they made the bid, so they wouldn't lose any money on it. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.